Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 27th. I trust everybody had a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and a little bit different this year, but hopefully everybody had a nice time. Overnight, we didn't have any trades. We settled Wednesday night, March corn at 427 and a half, March wheat 596 and a half, and Jan beans at 1184. We have a short day today. We'll be closing at 12:05. Egypt bought 175,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. Export sales this morning, 1.67 on the corn. That was a strong number. Wheat, not bad, 795. The beans were 768. That included a reduction of 739,000 metric tons from unknown. So we'll see what kind of an impact that has on the market here this morning. Silver is down $1 an ounce. Gold is down $34 an ounce, right on its lows. Crude oil is down 54. The dollar is down about 8 ticks. Not sure what got into the metals here this morning, but something's put a lot of pressure on them. Looking forward to today, we had some good rains in Brazil. Southern Brazil got some rains. They're looking at more over the next couple of days. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. We did have an export sale this morning of 302,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. So that could support the corn here a little bit. But, you know, the funds are awfully long here. Can we make new contract highs the last Friday of the month? That seems unlikely to me, but who knows? I'd like to know why the gold and silver are down so much here. But we'll see where we go here. I think the grains ought to be under pressure with the rains and Chinese doing some kind of cancellations out here, it looks like. So I think that uncertainty will put a little bit of pressure on these markets here today. Offsetting it somewhat, the Dow's up 88 points. We're at 29,915. We're about 200 and some points off the lows. You know, if the world isn't too worried about the coronavirus, you know, maybe we can build back some demand out here. But like I've been saying, I think the unemployment numbers are going to go through the roof. I think the economy is going to absolutely tank in the next couple of months, but the stock market certainly disagrees with me. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.